Hello, beautiful women of power and spirit. This month, we continue our exploration of family triggers and how we can be in a way that reduces the amount of triggering or emotional upset that we feel when we're spending time with our extended family. This is the prescription we're going to focus on today. It was written December 19, 2017, and here's how it goes. The best way to understand your world is to be still and observe. For those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, this is winter, and it's the season that calls us inward into stillness. We don't go outside as much, and we're drawn to those cozy, comfortable, warm houses after we've been outside invigorated by the cold. And for those of us in the Southern Hemisphere, summer beckons us outdoors. And it is also a beautiful time for getting still, particularly as you spend time with nature. I want to talk with you for a moment about nature, and then we'll bring that back around to the influence nature can have in helping you with the triggers you experience and actually help your family at the same time. This is very cool. So notice, and I imagine you have, how everything quiets down as you sit by a fire or a stream, for example. Now, for empaths, this is absolutely critical and necessary for well-being. If you've had a reading with me, I assure you, I brought it up with you. This is the one thing most empaths and ultrasensitives do not know, and it's fundamental to your mental health, your emotional, physical, and spiritual health. You see, when you spend time outside, you begin to reconnect with the circadian rhythms. And when you're ultra sensitive, you need to be in sync with those circadian rhythms. Now, what are circadian rhythms? Well, those are the rhythms, as I talk about in my book, The Root of All Healing, those are the rhythms of nature. That's night and day, the seasons, and our bodies take cues from nature. There are certain times when our body is more prone to rest and a time when our body is more prone to be active. Winter tends to be more of an inward time. Summer often a more outward, expressive time. That said, we can also, as I said earlier, go into the stillness of nature, often very easily because we're outside in nature. So summer is also a time in which we can access stillness and need to. And overall, these two powerful energies of inwardness, which is sacred feminine, right? Stillness and going within, and expressiveness, outwardness, the sacred masculine, yang energy, are expressed through our seasons and the energy of night and day. Daytime is yang energy, sun energy, active energy. Yin is our nighttime experience. When everything is dark and becoming quiet and still, we are going inward into the inner realms through our dreams. So this connection to the circadian rhythms, is fundamental to our health. Now, I'm saying that with an acknowledgement that some of us are unique. We come in maybe with a lot of what I would call owl medicine. So we're up later at night and we like to sleep a little longer during the day. That's okay. We get to be individual in these experiences. I'm really talking about broad strokes here. Nonetheless, discovering your relationship with nature and how it works best, how the changing seasons work for you, is fundamental. There is such a thing as a circadian disease or circadian illness, and that means you're out of harmony with nature. It's real, and it has physical symptoms. In fact, many of the physical symptoms that we experience with multiple illnesses today are direct reflections of being out of touch with our own natural circadian rhythms. So this is important. You may have also heard about those wonderful little negative ions that we experience when we get out in nature. Those negative ions tend to help us relax and rest. And that is fundamental to our intuition working well for us and receiving the guidance that we need to be able to navigate difficult and uncomfortable situations, particularly if you are a strong emotional empath or physical empath. This is a time when you're out in nature, when everything starts coming back into balance and into harmony inside of you, when you can quiet down enough to sort out what belongs to you and needs attention, and what belongs to others and is their work to do, hopefully with your love. Time in nature helps us get calm and quiet inside so that we can become clear in the choices that we make in our lives and for our general health and well-being, because it just feels good. That's the best reason of all. Many of us spend too much time trying to figure things out. And as we've talked about in previous discussions, that's because masculine energy is and has been overvalued at the expense of our feminine energy. So when we're busy with our minds trying to figure things out, it cuts us off from intuition and guidance that is available to us to make our choices easier and to help us navigate difficult situations with a greater sense of confidence and actually in and holding the greatest good for all. Now, with our families, we do this. We try to figure things out, don't we? There's something about them that bugs us, so we try to figure out how we're going to cope personally or how we're going to change them, even though most of us don't like to admit that latter one. We do. We try to figure out how we can get our needs met through them. And as many of you know who have done the 10 emotional needs of the soul with me, it doesn't work that way. Your needs actually don't get met through individuals who have not been able to do it. If they are able to get to that place where they do start responding to you in a way that allows you to meet your needs through your interactions with them, it has started inwardly in your relationship with yourself and shifts inside you that make it safer for them to engage at a new level of relationship with you. The best way to connect with your clarity, your divine guidance, your higher wisdom is in the stillness. And we can access the stillness and some of the power of that stillness by observing all that is without judging it. In the holding meditations, that's what we are doing. It is a form, specific form of observation in which we suspend judgment and enter into a state of loving acceptance, the very nature of the sacred feminine, the very nature of sacred mother, and the primordial womb of all life. That very nature is where we are able to observe what transpires in this lifetime, in past lifetimes, in our childhood, even in potential futures, without judging it in any way as being good or bad, simply being present to its existence as a phenomena, and allowing ourselves to understand it at a deeper level in order to make better choices now. I believe the great scientific art of the future will be in our capacity to observe and how we observe. There are levels or qualities of observation that we can develop within ourselves. Here are three examples. You can observe in neutrality, which means without any layers of what we would call feeling or energy of any kind. And we do this for understanding. It allows kind of a clean slate for understanding what is happening. Now, scientists will also tell you that enough research has been done. We know that even neutral observation affects behavior and outcomes. So be aware of that, that your choice to simply observe will change the nature of your relationships with others without ever saying a word. And that in itself can be an interesting process, to enter into that state of neutrality, observe to understand, and watch what happens. A second quality or level of observation is compassion. This is what we do in the holding meditation. We are understanding with love. And that allows us to go deeper into relationship, into what I perceive to be a profound divine quality of sacred feminine energy, to observe with love as though we are holding a child and observing him or her for the very first time for who and what they are and the qualities that they bring, in a spirit of love and compassion for anything that might be in their field that has proven to be challenging or difficult for them. So compassion is understanding. It is a flavor of understanding with love. Now, a third quality is observing potential. And I have met several women and men in my readings where one of the spiritual gifts that jumps out is their ability to see someone's potential and actually be present to it, observe it, or choose to hold it, so add a little love to it. But they have a potential to understand with hope for what can be. That's how I think of that observing potential. Understanding with hope for what can be. And this is a quality some healers have. They're able to, for example, energetically go into the body, see where the trauma is, and hold that area, that traumatized area, with an observing nature and an understanding for what can be. They hold the potential of that organ, that nerve, that whatever they're working on, with that understanding of its healthiest potential, so that the organ, the nerve, whatever we are working on, can access that observation, that energy of observation, to manifest its greatest reality. Very cool. This is how we attract things into our lives, right? This is how we do it. We see a potential. We see a new car. We see our home. We see our partner. And we understand with hope for what can be. And I don't mean hope in the sense of longing, maybe someday it's way out there. I mean the real nature of hope, which is anticipation, knowing that it is and it exists, and we hope with this sense of anticipation. So you see how these three levels or qualities are quite different. These three qualities or levels of observation, as you can imagine, are very powerful. The quality of neutrality, the quality of compassion and love, the quality of observing with hope and anticipation. Those are three, and I believe in years to come, we are going to see many, many more as we become skilled, knowledgeable, and proficient in the art of observation. Now, here's the cool thing. you can apply these principles of observation with your family. Remember, we talked about how scientists are showing us that simply observing matter affects it. So when you choose to observe in neutrality and observe your family in that way, observe your family members with compassion, observe your family members in the potential, right? That hope and anticipation of how you could interact, you are going to affect your relationships with your family. Ready to take this to another level? Remember when we started this conversation, I was talking about nature and the power of nature to help us quiet our minds and connect with natural circadian rhythms and those beautiful negative ions that help us get calm and still. You can observe while sitting by the fire with a family member. You can invite a family member to take a walk with you, to get outside and be in nature with you. So as you are getting still and observing, you are also utilizing the benefits of nature itself to help you both slip into a natural rhythm of life. It will help their minds quiet down as well. That mutual space of stillness allows you both to get clarity about what is going on, what does or does not need to be done, what would like to be understood between you. It opens up a doorway for deeper understanding. I would invite you to consider, as you spend time with your family during the holidays, to invite nature into your experiences together and observe. Watch what is going on without saying anything. You'll find it opens up your ears to a whole nother depth of listening and your eyes to a whole nother layer of observation about who these people really are and who you really are. So consider taking this prescription to heart over the holidays. The best way to understand your world is to be still and observe. Then, in the holding meditation, bring something that has been spinning around in your mind, maybe even family related, someone you wish would change, for example, or that you've been trying to figure out in order to fix them or fix a situation. And we will spend time in the stillness, in the holding, observing.